New regulations which would allow vacant and derelict pubs to be turned into homes without the requirement for planning permission for change of use will come before the Oireachtas at the beginning of next month. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, has also said a new grant will be announced shortly for first-time buyers who buy a derelict property. Aisling Kenny reports.
It's soul destroying at some times. You know, you're looking at 40, 50 grand above your budget. And the when you sit down, you do the numbers, like, I can never afford that.
Katrina Scully is one of thousands of first-time buyers across the country. After 2 years trying to get onto the property ladder, she's finally gone sale agreed on a house in Limerick. But the process has not been easy.
The maximum I would have been able to get is 120,000. So I started looking in that bracket over that time frame. And literally everything that I was finding were all derelict properties. Like, I couldn't find anything that was within my price range whatsoever. I did get lucky in the end. I found something, but wasn't exactly my price range. It's out of my price range, but I got a little bit of extra kind of help with it.
A residential buildings report from GeoDirectory published this week found that there are more than 100,000 vacant and derelict homes across the country. Assistant Professor in Social Policy at Maynooth University, Rory Hearn, says more needs to be done to tackle the issue of vacant and derelict properties.
What we need is a really effective vacant and derelict property tax. The government is proposing to introduce one. I think it should introduce it as quickly as possible. What is vital in this is that it is enough of a disincentive that essentially it forces property owners of vacant and derelict property to sell that or to do it up and use it as rental homes.
The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, has said a grant of between 20 and 30,000 will be announced shortly to encourage first-time buyers to purchase derelict properties.
So a lot of potential first-time buyers are out there who see properties on the main streets of our towns and villages and indeed, you know, are looking at them saying, well, look, if I had a little bit of assistance, I could buy that, I could live there. So this is for people, owner-occupiers. And we're working on that. We're going to have something out the first quarter of this year on that.
The minister also says new regulations allowing pubs to change from commercial to residential use without planning permission will come into force next month.
Pubs and restaurants heretofore licensed premises that were vacant weren't covered under the previous planning exemptions. So what I'm doing now, I'm just in the final part of concluding those regulations to include former licensed premises, pubs and restaurants and that in those planning exemptions. And I believe we'll be able to untap quite a significant resource of very prominent buildings. And if you think about it, most of our towns and villages are where our pubs are. They're on the main streets.
The Peter McVerry Trust housing charity has welcomed the move and says there are vacant and derelict pubs across the country which could be used as housing. The charity's chief executive is Pat Doyle.
We're working on four pubs at the moment in four counties and they're going to bring back 18 properties. Everybody knows when you go to planning for a new development, if we want to bring those 18 apartments in one location in Dublin, it'll take us 2 years to do that between planning, procurement, you know, tendering the whole lot. Now, if we already have the unit and they avoid the planning, then it's really just around the procurement process, getting the builder on site and getting the building brought up to scratch. It does a huge amount for the environment as well, because 80% less carbon emissions come from an existing building.
But Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien says these measures don't go far enough.
And it's another example of tinkering around the edges, because even if such premises don't have to apply for change of use, they still have to apply for a variety of other planning permissions, particularly to meet standards in terms of residential use, fire safety, etc. And for many years, experts and opposition politicians have been calling for a one-stop shop where all of those planning permissions can be dealt with in a single go.
First-time buyer Katrina Scully says the issue with purchasing a derelict property is the cost of refurbishment.
But I would love an old stone cottage or, you know, like something with beautiful character. But then you get your mortgage, but you need the money to do the work. So you need other funding in order to get it into a habitable status, even if you're doing the work yourself.
That was Katrina Scully ending that report by Aisling Kenny.